Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Rest I Will Kill, William Tillman and the Unforgettable Story of How a Free Black Man Refused to Become a Slave, by Brian McGinty, read by Sean Christen. Prologue. Early in the afternoon of Sunday, July 21st, 1861, the merchant schooner S.J. Waring passed through the Narrows, which guard the entrance to New York Harbor, and sailed toward the Battery at the foot of Manhattan Island. A harbor pilot had come aboard to guide the vessel safely into port, but the man in real command was a 27-year-old free black man from Rhode Island named William Tillman. Young, strong, and determined, Tillman had left New York only 17 days earlier as the Waring's cook and steward on a commercial voyage that was to have taken it to Montevideo, Uruguay, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. But the voyage was interrupted only 4 days out of New York when the vessel was stopped at sea and boarded by privateers from the Confederate States of America, declaring the schooner a prize of the war then being fought between the North and the South. The privateers had taken command of the vessel and pointed it toward an unnamed secessionist port where it could be condemned, and Tillman, the only black man aboard, would be hauled in irons to a public auction and sold into slavery. Determined not to surrender his freedom to that fate, Tillman had recaptured the Waring when it was less than 1 day's sail from Charleston, South Carolina, and, defying the many dangers posed by the war-torn sea lanes then separating the schooner from New York, directed the vessel and its remaining crew back to the North. Preliminary reports of the Waring's misfortune at sea.